on these passing captains, what are you guys in your position of backing of that defense getting out of what happened last year?
For us in the secondary and obviously linebackers also, it's you're getting back to the used to the movements, knocking the rust off, so to speak. It's a little different from training and being out on the field, going through the drills that we're doing. So it's a little different in that respect. And then some of the things that we may put in new, you're touching up on some things that you made mistakes on last year. So for me, it's a very productive thing for me when you dial in and know the things you need to fix so you can fix them.
What do you guys need to fix? If you could list the top three things that you need to fix on this defense going into this season?
I think the thing that I've always tried to pride myself on is just being a sure tackler, making sure that once that ball carrier gets to you, that's the last place he gets. So he's cool, and that needs to be all of us defensively. And from there, just continue to be physical like we were. And I think the thing that we have to do is there are some small things that we need to fix. And there is not one thing every game. It's different things every game. But it's in those early fourth quarter that you need to start making the small mistakes that we made to allow other teams to win. We need to make those plays to allow us to win.
Josh said last year that his main goal for the secondary was don't let them beat you over your head, and don't let, when someone gets to you, tackle them.
Right.
It seemed to me during the course of the season that the secondary was able to do that. Yeah. Would you agree with that assessment or disagree? And was there more problems of having to do those two things because of what was going on in front of you?
Well, obviously, when we make a mistake in the secondary, this is not a secret. It is magnified. We're usually the last line of defense, so it has to be where if whatever happens up front, when that ball carrier gets to us, we have to get him down. And I think we did that for the most part, but there were some games late. I can think right off my head, Kansas City, that he got in the secondary and we didn't make those tackles. That's on us, and we have to make those plays. We have to line up the thing that I always say, you have to line up to play another play. No matter the result of how many yards he gets, we have to get him down so we can at least line up to play another play. So hopefully we'll get a turnover. And we have to do a better job of that, the duration of the season. As far as up front, those guys fought, and they're going to fight again this year. But our job is to get him down so we can line up again. And I really can't put too much emphasis on that. When it gets to us, we have to make sure he gets down.
What do you think of the offseason moves that the Broncos made? Completely new defensive line, potentially, with a bunch of guys that I'm sure you're familiar with mm-hmm. from your years. What did you think of those moves?
I loved it. What we do, the success we have defensively, those guys don't get enough credit when we were going through our winning streak, but those guys up front, when they're doing what they do, and stopping the run, allowing us in the secondary to just help out where needed, that allows us to just make so many more plays defensively. In the secondary, we can guess things, we can jump things because they're stopping the run up front. And with the beef that we brought in and those guys and with the dog mentality that they play with up front, I think that's going to add a lot to what we do defensively.
What do you mean dog mentality?
They play with an attitude. And you can just, when I talk to them, you can hear the excitement in their voice. And then I've been privy to see them play on the football field. You can tell that they play with that attitude, that if the run gets past them, they get an attitude with that because they feel like they need to make those plays up front. So that's what you want as a defense.
How might this defense look different with Wayne, the coordinator, as opposed to?
You have to see. I can't release any secrets like that, but you have to see. It's gonna be fun.
Hearing a guy like Brian Westbrook, what would he bring to a team if and when he signs? What kind of player is he?
Obviously, you asked me that because I played with him so long, and he's just one of those dynamic guys that at any given second, he's going to be the reason that you win the football game because of his playmaking ability, out of the backfield, screen passes. And I think one of the things that he doesn't get enough credit for is his blitz pickup. practice against him for so many years. We used to have some pretty fun battles in there, blitz pickup, and you know, even one-on-one coverages. He's just one of those guys that can do so many different things for a team, for an offense. That if that did happen, it would add a whole lot to this team. Absolutely.
Have you talked to Brian Westbrook at all? Mm-hmm. Why, you know, I'm talking about wanting to come here. I'm sure.
I've talked to him.
Have you tried to recruit him to come
here? We talk.
What was your reaction when Tebow was drafted?
What was my reaction? It was a surprise, but then again, I've been in this game long enough that those guys, the players that we draft, they'll make a name for themselves by what they do in camps. And when he came here, that's going to add to that to our quarterback competition, and competition is a great thing. I know it is for me. When I have safeties behind me that I know are pushing me, guess what that does to me? That makes me up my game, up my thought process. I always go into every camp saying that I need to beat the guy who's behind me out anyway. But when you have someone that you know that can push you, you up your game up that much more.
Have you got to meet him yet? Seems like you guys probably have some stuff in common.
Yeah, we talked.
Was he everything you thought he was going
to
be?
Or? I mean, I don't know about everything. That's for y'all to figure out if he everything. I mean,
does it irritate you better when a rookie who hasn't been on the field yet gets all this publicity?
It doesn't make a difference to me. That's for people outside to check out and say what they want to say about him. My concern or my hope is that he comes in and adds to this football team so it helps us win football games. As for all the other things, I mean, it really doesn't matter as far as wins and losses.
When you met him, when you talked to him, did you find you guys had stuff in common?
I mean, I didn't have to meet him to know I had things in common with him, my faith and what he believes in. Outspoken about it, not ashamed of it, and, you know, that's how I am. So it's just certain things that I didn't have to meet him to know that.
Now, did you have that? What did you think about him? I mean, what were your impressions of him meeting him?
A very personable guy. You know, he's a very, very, very positive guy. Look for the positive in everything, which I think is a good attribute. And he's a hard worker. And he's a lot to learn. He has a lot to learn. And he'll learn those things. And then hopefully at some point he'll be able to add to what we do.
Brock, how about Kyle? I mean, he's kind of what you are as far as leader on defense. Kyle was on offense. You know, how about for him as a leader going through the whole Tebow deal?
He's here. I mean, he's in camp and he's out there practicing. That to me, that speaks volumes. That speaks a lot. He could have easily said, you know what, I want to be here. I'm not going to be around all of that mess. I'm going to, you know, sit it out. He didn't do those things. And so he was here. He's been in the conditioning program with all the guys. And to me, that speaks a whole lot about his personality.
Same with Duerman? Same with Aldis?
Absolutely. 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 I mean, I'm not for people who would sit out and say that, you know, I'm not going to risk injury. I can see that side of it also. But for Elvis to be here, it just to me, that just shows how much he wants to be here and how much hopefully we mean to him as his teammates.
You said, well, let's see what happens with the defense. But are there, without revealing secrets or specifics, I mean, are there a great deal of changes? Or are you sticking basically to what you're doing?
Obviously, there are going to be some things that are going to remain the same. But Wink has his own ideas and his own ways of how he wants to attack and do things. And let's just say I like him.
Doc, you come in every year wanting to win a championship, obviously. When you see the changes, like what they've done offensively with quarterback, does it ever concern you? You think, wow, okay, year 15, 16, mm-hmm. Is this what I want to be doing again? Am I going to get there? Or do you concern yourself with that?
No. I felt we had a chance last year. We started off doing what I thought we could do, and then we fell off. It's up for us to do what I feel like we can do as a team, as a unit, and every unit playing for one another, and not allowing that skid to happen. And this is my 15th year, but I feel like being under the radar is a great thing. For people to count you out and talk about what you're not going to do is a great thing. It's a great thing. I've reveled in that many, many times. And so continue to tell us what we're not going to be able to do and how this is not where it needs to be. We'll take that. But don't expect to see that product that you're thinking to see on the field be on the field.
Do you
Ron, well, how do you change your, I mean, you mentioned you're 15. How has your approach changed now from, say, 10 years ago in terms of how you approach a season?
How I approach a season? I mean, I don't know if anything has changed. I have a certain way I do things during the off season, kind of a crescendo thing, that when the season starts, I'm hitting this thing running full speed and running into people full speed, hopefully. And so it really hasn't changed too much. I try to take real good care of my body, watch what I eat, and hopefully be everything I need to be for my teammates.
What do you feel you do better now than, say, rookie year, year five, year 10?
Rookie year, I mean, that's all over the place. The speed of the game is ridiculously fast. You're trying to think on your feet, which is not a good thing to do on the football field. You know, year five, things slowed down in slow motion. Now it's completely slow motion. I think the thing that I'm probably more now than I was back then is a more physical player because I have the weight behind me to be able to do what I tried to do then, which I kept hurting myself when I was younger. But I'm able to do a lot more now.
Is year 15 easier than rookie year?
Easier what respect?
In every respect. I mean, does your body feel it more now, or because you've taken care of yourself?
You're going to feel it regardless, and obviously you're going to feel it as you get up there. But thing that I've been told, I was told my rookie year by Urban Fry, you take care of your body now, it'll take care of you later. I took care of my body when I was a rookie, third, fourth, fifth year, and now my body's taking care of me. He's able to come back faster.
Coach McDaniels has the guys that he wants now on this roster. This is his team. That makes him feel comfortable. Does it transfer to you guys as players? Does it give you a different feeling going into the season?
I mean, I don't know if in the locker room we're looking at to see if, you know, is this a McDaniels guy, just a McDaniels guy. We're trying to build gel together as a team to be able to be a unit, to be able to perform on Sundays. We're not worrying about that. We're just worrying about or concerning ourselves with being what we can be for one another on game day and practice a certain way, preparing ourselves a certain way to be able to perform. So, I mean, that's for, once again, you guys to really, you know, think about it. Just a McDaniels guy, is that a McDaniels guy? I don't concern myself with that.
Ryan, a year later, and it was only 3 practices in passing camp, but can you notice a difference in Josh a year later?
Not really. Josh was always person who knew what he was talking about to me anyway last year. What he still says is pretty much the same thing. He's straight, blunt, straightforward with you to let you know what you need to know offensively and defensively, tell you when you stink, when you don't stink. So that hasn't changed.
Have you reflected on why, as a team that didn't handle adversity very well, as soon as when you took on a little water and that was it, the season got away from you? What some reasons why? I mean, you beat 4 playoff teams, you're 6-0, and then you never, one loss just became 8 out of 10.
You know, I don't know if I can say it. Like I said, it wasn't one thing that you can say this is the thing. It was many things over the course of the year that turned out to be that one or two plays that allowed the other team to score points, mistakes. I would say mental mistakes would probably be up there real high. For whatever reason, those things begin to happen where they didn't happen as much early on. So I don't know if the pressure got to us or what it was, but we began to make too many mental mistakes, and you can't do that. Going down the stretch is when you need to be playing your best football. Mental mistakes need to be cut out, and your attention to detail needs to increase. We didn't make those plays where other teams did, and that cost, you know, a 2020 game to be a 47 to whatever the last, you know, Kansas City. Those are the things that happen when you start making those mistakes.
How much does that hurt to see a team like Kansas City run?
No, the whole stretch hurt, and that's why, you know, that'll be in my memory banks. I don't know if other guys would do that, but that'll be in my memory banks, the way that thing felt that last part of the year. That's you don't want that. You don't want that feeling ever. And so to feel that, that was really my first time going through something like that, and I don't want that feeling again. So it wasn't a helpless thing. It was just an anger thing. I won't say helpless because I'm in the game, and if that means I'm helpless, then I'm not doing my job. But it's just something that you don't want that feeling again. And so that's something that we definitely will we'll not really talk about too much, but we don't want that feeling again.
Brian, quick one. Brian, a lot has always been made lately of the NFL game becoming more of a passing game. But from your perspective over your career, have you seen that? And if so, what do you think of the reasons that teams have shifted from?
Money, baby. That's they want to see touchdowns. They want to see celebrations in the end zone. The fans do, I guess. They don't want to see 6-3 games. You know, they want to see big plays, big runs. And so they've kind of more and more, kind of put our hands behind our backs as defensive players. But you have to play within the rules. But at the same time, that doesn't say you can't be physical. And so from time to time, you push the envelope, see, what you can get away with. But it's about, for marketing and for, the fans, they want to see touchdowns. It's not too many fans that if you interview right now, walking up just down the mall, what if they would like to see a 6-3 game or a 43-40 shootout, they would probably say the 43-40 shootout. So that's basically what it is.
You don't think there's as much of an appreciation for guys like yourself, the hard-hitting defensive plays, the defensive guys?
I mean, they'll say, look, Derek, is a good Ray Lewis. He's a great defensive player. But how many points did they score? They want to hear that. They want to see, how many points they score. They don't want to really talk about that too much.